Uncle Lester has taken a turn for the worse. That's a phrase I heard a lot around the first of this year. Another phrase that came up a lot was complications resulting from diabetes. I wish I could report that these words brought great concern and sadness to our household. True, when my mother spoke of our favorite uncle's unfortunate turn, her voice had a somber tone, and sometimes she would place a hand on her heart. But I would say the overall mood was one of anxious anticipation. Once I actually saw my father rub his hands together when he mentioned that Uncle Lester was not long for this world. December 25th might have come and gone, but there was a sense that Christmas was still just around the corner. To be fair, I should mention that my father worked for a company that manufactured and installed insulation material. He often complained how the synthetic fibers made his hands itch, and that could have been the reason he was rubbing his hands together. Nevertheless, the only person who seemed genuinely worried about our favorite uncle was my sister, Leslie. She was also the only one of us who had never met him, unless you count his 65th birthday party. She was about 4 months old when we went to his dark castle on the mountain. My mother put extra emphasis on the first syllable of my sister's name when she introduced Uncle Lester to his new grandniece, Leslie. Leslie was 11 when Uncle Lester took his turn for the worse. "What's diabetes?" she asked me. "It's kind of a disease," I answered. "It has something to do with your body not being able to turn sugar into insulin." "Why do you need insulin?" I didn't know. "Is Uncle Lester in pain?" Complications resulting from diabetes was just a string of words to me, and I never gave much thought to their meaning. Unlike me, Leslie could feel the suffering behind the words. A week later, I found out just how complicated his condition was. My Uncle Lester had become blind. "I guess he won't be playing cards anymore," my father said, rather callously, I thought. It was the first time I'd ever heard anything about my uncle and cards. According to my mother, we were Uncle Lester's closest living relatives. By this, I think she meant we lived the closest, which I doubt had any legal significance, but she seemed to think this was important if, God forbid, anything should happen to him. He had no children of his own. He had one brother and two sisters, and they all had children, including my mother, and their children had children, including Leslie and me. That was a lot of people with whom to split any inheritance, but my mother seemed especially concerned about Mrs. Mahoney, Uncle Lester's longtime housekeeper. "I think there's more going on there than just housekeeping, if you know what I mean," she said one evening during dinner. She was speaking somewhat cryptically because of Leslie. I knew what she meant, of course, and I'm pretty sure Leslie did too, but I really didn't want to think about my old uncle and his aging housekeeper while I was eating. There was somebody else who was even more worrisome to my mother than Mrs. Mahoney. That person was Sophie Castaneda. I'd heard about the Castaneda family all my life, the crazy Castanedas, but I never quite got my uncle's relationship to them. It was complicated, to say the least. From what I understood, Sophie Castaneda was the daughter of Uncle Lester's ex-wife's crazy sister. When Uncle Lester was in his 20s, he had been married for less than a year. His wife had a sister who went insane. The sister had a daughter named Sophie King, who later changed her name to Sophie Finnick and then became Sophie Castaneda when she got married. See what I mean? According to my mother, all the Castanedas were bonkers. I met Tony Castaneda, Sophie's daughter, at my uncle's 65th birthday. Tony was about 6 years old, and I remember I was glad to find someone my own age to play with. Tony ran up to me. She covered her ears with her hands, her elbows sticking out, and shouted, "Shut up! Leave me alone!" And then she ran away. She didn't do that just to me. I watched her tell other people to shut up and leave her alone, too. I thought she was funny, but when I tried playing that game, I got in trouble for saying shut up.